This is the story of how one player fundamentally changed how people play Geometry Dash forever. The player in question was praised as the best creator in the community, and then he suddenly just vanished without a trace. The only thing he left behind was an account that was mysteriously operated by someone else. It's been years since then, and players today never really found out what actually happened. Where did he go? This video is a personal appreciation letter to this creator. This is the story of Funny Game. Starting as a mobile game, Geometry Dash quickly rose to be one of the biggest platformers ever. Sharing a lot of gameplay elements with the internet classic, The Impossible Game, it quickly dominated the app stores and rose to massive popularity. The game works in a very simple way. You have to reach the end of the level without dying. For stupid people, you see a spike, you click, and therefore, you make the tiny square jump. Pretty easy, right? Well,
at the start, maybe.
The game comes with 21 levels, which all have different songs, different difficulties, and most importantly, different game modes. This little cube is only one out of seven different game modes you swap in and out of by going through these differently colored portals. And this can get very crazy, very quickly. Everyone's in a blue moon,
and everyone's in a blue moon.
The game developer, RobTop, releases a new update, adding a new game mode and a new main level to beat. But how on earth is such a simple game, with the last update being 5 years ago, still alive and kicking 9 years later? Well, for one reason only, the game comes with an editor, which allows you to create your own levels. Wherever there is room for creativity, humans will gather to show off what they can come up with. This is why level editors in games are always such amazing showcases of the human imagination. Given only a base set of tools, in the span of 9 years, we went from levels looking like a simple impossible game ripoff to amazing expressions of art and creativity. But very early on, when levels still looked like this instead of this, one creator stood out from the rest. His name was Funny Game. To fully show off how special this player was, we need to go back years and years. Custom levels back then all kinda looked the same. Players only had a very limited toolset to work with. Simple, boring blocks, and only a few gameplay mechanics to play with. They couldn't even use more than one color at the same time. How did people- This naturally led to a lot of levels looking very similar. They didn't have a lot of options to stand out from another. However, Funny Game was one of the first creators to really stray away from the normal default style of Geometry Dash levels. The best early example I could find of this was Funny Game's level, Crazy Bolt. Guess what the level is about?
Yeah, it's about bolts. I don't know what you expected. The name's Crazy Bolt. You get the idea.
You have no idea how cool this was for, what, 2013? When the f*** was this? Basically, for back then, it was absolutely unheard of for levels to have a theme. You can clearly see Funny Game try to go for a factory theme with these crazy bolts, I said it, just scattered all around the level. This was something new and so creative. 2 years after Funny Game releases that level, a small unknown player would find exactly this level and be inspired to start his own creating career. Nah, but who cares about that guy? People back then weren't used to this kind of creating. It wasn't default blocks anymore, it was something new. And this was only the start. At no point was this more noticeable than when Geometry Dash finally received the update 1.9. Not only did people now have tons of new cool blocks to play with, but people now could also assign up to 4 colors to objects. This basically opened up Pandora's box to creating user levels in Geometry Dash as we know them today. A lot of people call update 1.9 the golden age of Geometry Dash. I'm not sure if that's true, but one thing that I know for certain is that Funny Game was about to absolutely pop off. Every single time this guy uploaded a new level, it was an absolute banger. I remember waking up to notifications in the Skype group chats from people asking if others had played the new Funny Game level yet. I always got super excited about his levels because for some reason, they just felt different. They felt sincere. Like there was a guy who genuinely cared about making a cool and fun level to play instead of just making a generic level just to get it featured on the main page. You know who you are. The attention to detail was insane for the time. For example, these notes in La Campanella actually are the notes of the song, which I for some reason didn't know.
Did he actually use the right notes? Did he? No, don't tell me.
The man was clearly putting in a lot of hard work into his levels. Work that went beyond what most other creators would be willing to go through for a tiny level in a 4-year mobile game. And people noticed exactly that, elevating Funny Game to a somewhat godlike status in the community. Something that people didn't notice, however, was Funny Game himself. He never really interacted with the community that much and therefore was surrounded by a lot of mystery. This, however, was not the only reason why he was a bit of a mystery.
Why are you standing so far away?
It is 2015. Players from all around the world wake up to see a new level featured at the top of the list called Death Moon. This level was made by someone called Caustic, and man, was it sending waves through the community. Everyone was talking about this level. It was outstanding, so many creative effects, such unique art, and the entire aesthetic just felt amazing. And the craziest thing was, whoever this person was, it was his first level. It didn't even take a day for people to start theorizing that Caustic might be a secret alt account of Funny Game. But that would be ridiculous, right? Who would upload an entire level they spent weeks or months on to a different account, hiding their identity? Well, Funny Game for some reason? Remember earlier when I explained that you can just feel when you play a Funny Game level? It turns out all the people saying the level felt like a Funny Game level, they were right. He was the owner of the account Caustic. Why would he hide his identity? We don't really know. All we know is that this level was amazing, and basically everyone who played it instantly fell in love with it. We now enter 2016, 2.0 released not too long ago, and even more revolutionary features were added to the game, including move triggers, basically unlimited color channels, even more crazy blocks to play with, and with those, the floodgates opened. 2.0 was the era levels really started to look like the levels that we see today, and leading the push was, of course, Funny Game. Abyss. This has to be one of my favorite levels from Funny Game. It basically showed everyone in the community what was actually possible with the new move triggers added to the game. The most insane thing about this level was the fully moving custom backgrounds. Before this, almost nobody even thought of the idea to create your own backgrounds and make them move. Finally, levels could jump away from the 20 default backgrounds provided by the game, and the community noticed. All of a sudden, levels with custom backgrounds were popping up everywhere, with Funny Game seemingly being the one to massively popularize the concept. Another game-changing thing this level introduced was the low detail mode. By touching this trigger at the start, it would disable tons of objects everywhere, making the level easier to run for low-end devices like phones. This is a concept that to this day has become the standard of every big level. Without a low detail mode, you basically cut out a huge percentage of the player base that can't handle these insane complex levels. Over 2.0 and even the start of 2.1, Funny Game kept releasing banger after banger after banger. Serious, with one of the first big effort boss fight concepts, Lonely Travel, basically spawning an entire trend of really long levels. Nemesis, Don't Cry, Puzzle Trials, Simplism. He was the peak of the creator community, and it seemed like nothing could bring him down.
Back in those days, he was revolutionary. He is by far one of the most influential creators this game has ever seen.
You could like make the effects that he did, but nobody thought of doing that stuff.
Some immediate examples I can think of is like Requiem. If you look at one part, he made like a pretty much a lava pool out of just traditional objects before we were able to make custom animations, custom sprites and everything.
Have your own levels gotten influenced by Funny Game over the years?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's stuff like Thanatos, which you look at and you can like kind of pick apart the discrepancies. If you stare too hard at a level, you can tell what's wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm like making levels, I think about, well, if I just get the general feel of it and I don't like hurt myself trying to think about the details in this way too much, I can get away with it and still like enjoy playing the game. Like looking at Funny Game levels, you can tell it was all about the idea, and that's what really brought a lot of people into it.
That is a really good way to put it. So you would say you learned like to care less about the like small details.
Yeah, more or less get the bigger picture. If you focus on the bigger picture and that is the coolest part about the level, that is a good thing for me at least.
I was like, how do you make a smooth effect like this? It was this effect. Yeah, this is where I pretty much started creating, because I was like, I created in 1.8, but only like on and off, right? And then I played this level and I saw this effect here. That's pretty much what made me open the editor and be like, alright, I want to learn this. And then I never stopped from there.
And then, suddenly, things changed. It seemed the tide was turning on Funny Game. Simplism was what many people considered to be the end of an era. Times were changing. The entire creating landscape moved to a new place, and it seemed like Funny Game just couldn't keep up. Ever since Simplism, everyone in the community has just been confused. We clearly felt that levels like Titanium Buster had something off about them. Something was wrong, which made most people in the community think that Funny Game just disappeared, and now someone else was making levels on his account. And the most shocking thing is, we were right. Over the years, theories were crafted as to why Funny Game levels suddenly felt so different. One of them was a rumor floating around that Funny Game got hacked, and someone just straight up stole his account. Account hacks have been very common over the years. Players got their levels deleted, they lost their accounts, they got impersonated, and so on. This is why the account hack theory was so believable to me. However, that is not what actually happened. To make this video, I contacted players who basically were as close as you can get to Funny Game. The story they told me is quite strange and will need a bit of context, but this is what I believe actually happened. When you are as praised and loved as Funny Game, the pressure can be intense. Every time you create a new level, people expect only the best from you. This is something all creators deal with in a different way, but I don't think anyone ever had to live up to his own standards like Funny Game did. The pressure to perform must have been awful for Funny Game. Stuff like this can slowly drag you down over the years, and I've been told that's something he suffered with a lot. Even before Simplism, Funny Game felt burned out. It was as if he couldn't keep up with the new era of crazy creators joining the game. This made it really hard for him to find time and motivation for levels. And at the end, it kinda got him burned out for the 2.1 update. This was only a small part of the problem, however. The biggest problem being the job he worked for. I'm not going to share his job because I want to respect his privacy. Just take my word that none of us would have time to focus on a mobile game if we worked in the same line of work. So this is where he stood. With a looming burnout and real life slowly catching up to him, he was left with a big dilemma. Should he just fade away from the game, only to be remembered as a creator from the past? Or could he maybe keep it going somehow, just for a bit, until he has more time? Well, Funny Game chose the second option. He decided to give his account away to a friend. If what I was told is correct, this was a full-on teacher and student relationship where Funny Game would teach the other person how to create levels just like he did. The plan was to create the illusion that Funny Game never left. Maybe he thought this would give him time to take a break so he could relax and refresh his mind a bit. But we all know how it turned out in the end. We are now approaching the end of 2.1. With the new update 2.2 just over the horizon, we haven't heard a single word from Funny Game ever since they swapped. Funny game, if you by accident are watching this video, I want to let you know that there are tons of people in this community who will never forget your amazing contributions to the game. They may not mean a lot to you, but your levels definitely played a really big part in this game's success. From La Campanella to Deathmoon to Abyss to Lonely Travel, all of these are ingrained into the community forever, and nothing will change that. Wherever you are right now, I hope life is treating you well, and if it isn't, I hope this video maybe helps make your day a bit better. You definitely haven't been forgotten, and the Book of Funny Game is still wide open. Maybe on the next page you'll decide to pay us a visit again. Thank you for making some banger levels and inspiring me to pick up creating. If he's watching this video, if you have to say anything to Funny Game, what would you say?
If I wouldn't have picked up your levels back then and looked at like how you build and the effects you make, I would have probably dropped GD. Without you, I probably wouldn't be here right now, so I thank you for that. And I miss you.
Thank you for creating levels in the way you do, because there aren't a lot of people who can do it properly, and you show people how to actually make engaging levels.
I think levels like Deathmoon as well as Sirius were both just so new in their respective categories that the rest of the levels that followed past that all took inspiration from that.
Personal message to Funny Game, something you want to let him know?
Funny Game, hit me up, we should collab.
Yeah!